Everything you need to know. Until now, writing and note-taking techniques were often taught without much regard for the overarching workflow. This book aims to change that. It will present you with the tools of note-taking that turned the son of a brewer into one of the most productive and revered social scientists of the 20th century. But moreover, it describes how he implemented them into his workflow so he could honestly say, "I never force myself to do anything I don't feel like. Whenever I am stuck, I do something else." A good structure allows you to do that, to move seamlessly from one task to another without threatening the whole arrangement or losing sight of the bigger picture. A good structure is something you can trust. It relieves you from the burden of remembering and keeping track of everything. If you can trust the system, you can let go of the attempt to hold everything together in your head, and you can start focusing on what is important: the content, the argument, and the ideas. By breaking down the amorphous task of writing a paper into small and clearly separated tasks, you can focus on one thing at a time, complete each in one go, and move on to the next. A good structure enables flow, the state in which you get so completely immersed in your work that you lose track of time and can just keep on going as the work becomes effortless. Something like that does not happen by chance. As students, researchers, and non-fiction writers, we have so much more freedom than others to choose what we want to spend our time on. Still, we often struggle the most with procrastination and motivation. It is certainly not the lack of interesting topics, but rather the employment of problematic work routines that seems to take charge of us instead of allowing us to steer the process in the right direction. A good, structured workflow puts us back in charge and increases our freedom to do the right thing at the right time. Having a clear structure to work in is completely different from making plans about something. If you make a plan, you impose a structure on yourself. It makes you inflexible. To keep going according to plan, you have to push yourself and employ willpower. This is not only demotivating, but also unsuitable for an open-ended process like research, thinking, or studying in general, where we have to adjust our next steps with every new insight, understanding, or achievement, which we ideally have on a regular basis and not just as an exception. Even though planning is often at odds with the very idea of research and learning, it is the mantra of most self-help guides and study books on academic writing. How do you plan for insight, which by definition cannot be anticipated? It is a huge misunderstanding that the only alternative to planning is aimless messing around. The challenge is to structure one's workflow in a way that insights and new ideas can become the driving forces that push us forward. We do not want to make ourselves dependent on a plan that is threatened by the unexpected, like a new idea, discovery, or insight. Unfortunately, even universities try to turn students into planners. Sure, planning will get you through your exams if you stick to them and push through, but it will not make you an expert in the art of learning, writing, note-taking. Planners are also unlikely to continue with their studies after they finish their examinations. They are rather glad it is over. Experts, on the other hand, will not even consider voluntarily giving up what has already proved to be rewarding and fun. Learning in a way that generates real insight is accumulative and sparks new ideas. The fact that you invested in this book tells me that you would rather be an expert than a planner. And if you are a student seeking help with your writing, the chances are that you already aim high too, because it is usually the best students who struggle the most. Good students wrestle with their sentences because they care about finding the right expression. It takes them longer to find a good idea to write about because they know from experience that the first idea is rarely that great and good questions do not fall into their laps. They spend more time in the library to get a better overview of the literature, which leads to more reading, which means they have to juggle more information. Having read more does not automatically mean having more ideas.